Hi, Maria. This is Friar Roderick here for AaronMaria.com, and we're at Warwick, Rhode Island for the National Organization for Marriage. And we have here Lori and Mike Casey. How are you doing?
Good. Very well. Great. Thank you.
So how's the day today?
Beautiful day.
Beautiful day, yeah. Beautiful wind, beautiful sun, beautiful people and food and music. So today you also did something very special here. We also renewed marriage vows, all those who are married. How was that?
That was wonderful to see so many people of different faiths here right. today to renew their vows before God, yep. And it was a wonderful experience.
Great.
Full of grace.
How about you, Mike?
It was better than the first time.
Really? Is that possible?
Yes. It was, we were actually looking into each other's eyes, and afterwards, Lori commented that, you know, we don't look in our eyes that often like that. You know, it just was very special.
Great. So it was a renewal in more ways than one, right?
Yes,
it was. It was wonderful.
It was a beautiful experience.
Yeah. Great. Well, it's also very beautiful grounds here. We're at the Aldrich Mansion, which is a very beautiful area with lots of beautiful grass, and it's a real mansion, and a beautiful ocean in front of us. So it made a great setting for that.
It did. Yeah. It's beautiful, and it was wonderful for the diocese to let us use this facility. Right. Today for this beautiful event.
Right, but you're also were involved in setting this event up to some extent, right? Was that right, Mike?
A little bit to some degree. There was a National Organization for Marriage, Rhode Island, started about, I would say, maybe a year ago.
Really? That's that long? That's early ago, huh?
Yeah, maybe even a little longer. But, I mean, it's really been picking up the last 6 to 9 months. And I think Scott and Chris, they're all doing a wonderful job, and we're all working together. A lot more people are getting more involved in it now, as you can see. Right. So I think that's what's really making it special.
Yeah, it's very special and quite a rapid growth. I guess it's a really big need for this kind of organization in the world. And but you also, what would you say is most important about marriage? As far as keeping it going over a period of time, it's easy to get married, but it's hard to stay together. Any words of wisdom in that regard? Or?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Any words of wisdom as far as how to stay married once you are married?
Well, I mean, I think first off, marriage is sacred. It's a sacrament, right. And I think with anything, it's you have to work at it. Right. You got to communicate. You got to be committed. And I think that's the biggest thing is you got to be committed to each other continuously. Right. And I think that, I don't know if you have anything else to add.
No, I think that, you know, you have to pray together. You know, you have to really pray, and you have to sacrifice. I think marriage is, you know, it's not a selfish entity. It's a beautiful gift of self-giving one to the other.
Right. A gift from God, right?
Yes, exactly.
How about the other gifts from God, the children? How are they factoring into your life?
Marriage. Well, wonderfully. I mean, we have five children.
And, five children, wow.
But when you look here today, everybody was playing, everyone was having a great time, the kids, everybody was together, and it really was what you should be doing on a Sunday, you should be doing with your children is engaging and having fun, and that's what made it a special day too.
Right, so it's a very beautiful combination of fruitfulness and love, right?
Yeah.
They're a product, you know, they're a product of your love, like you said.
Right. And we have here Mike and Maria. Anton, how you doing, Mike?
Yes. Good, thank you.
Great, how you doing, Maria?
Good.
Great. It's good to have you here.
It's your wedding day,
right. That's an interesting thing. You're married again, you're newlyweds. But really, you've been married a long time because you did a renewal today, right?
Yes.
How long have you been married?
25 years. Just
25
past June.
Years.
It's been wonderful. We have three beautiful children. And
three children, great. Congratulations.
One behind the camera.
Oh, yeah. So, you've grown closer over the years.
Very much.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very.
I think we're closer now, definitely, than we were years ago, and we love each other more now than we did 25 years ago, so.
Well, that sounds great. You're both very happy and very alive, so it's you're not the stereotype of a married couple of many years who are kind of bored with each other.
Oh, great. It's a great adventure. What do you want? It's like, you know what's going to happen next, so you just move forward.
What would you recommend to people who are who are having trouble staying together?
Pray.
Definitely.
Talk
and pray. I mean, really open your hearts to each other. Make sure your communication lines are always open. Make sure your communication with God is there too. Then you guys are praying together, because that will really hold your marriage together and save your marriage.
That's great.
Say the rosary, even if it's by yourself, because eventually you'll get it together and and move forward.
Yeah. Definitely, definitely. Prayer.
Well, thank you very much, Maria and Mike. This has been a very great day, and I know I'm looking forward to some ice cream right now. I'm sure you are too.
Yes. We're also looking forward to what's that, Saturday? Feast?
Queenship
of Mary.
Queenship of Mary, right, at Our Lady of Guadalupe Friary in Griswold, Connecticut. Be there, be square. We're looking forward to seeing you there, and we're looking forward to seeing you married for many more years and a beautiful marriage, and God bless you.
Thanks. God bless you too. Ave Maria.
Ave Maria.
To all of you out there.
Ave Maria.
Ave Maria. This is Friar Roderick for AirMaria.com. God bless.